I am the ascended master Gautama Buddha, and it is made my great joy to seal this ascended master conference here in this nation of Ukraine. It is also my joy to let you know that you have exceeded the high potential that we had foreseen before the conference, and you have done this because you have been willing to come together and, despite language differences, national differences, cultural differences, come into a higher degree of oneness than could necessarily have been predicted beforehand. This is what has made it possible for us to release more light than we otherwise would have been able to do, because what determines how much light we release at a conference? Well, in great part, it is the ability of the chakras of those who are present or those who are connected via the internet to radiate, to broadcast the light into the collective consciousness. If we released more light than your chakras could handle, it could be too much for you. And if the light cannot be radiated, then it does not necessarily fulfill its purpose. So by the fact that you have received some very powerful dictations, you will know that you have been willing to come into that oneness where it is not the individual people whose chakras we can use, but you have formed a greater oneness of mind and heart. So your chakras are combined. They are synchronized so that there is a great multiplication of what we release. Now, I am not thereby saying that every conference is the same way, or that you should not now start evaluating that at such and such a conference there wasn't such a powerful dictation, so maybe these people weren't in unity. There are conferences that have different purposes. There are dictations that have the primary purpose of giving teachings. And so it was partly because we are in an area where the collective consciousness is very dense, and therefore there was a need to release a powerful impetus to break through, to shatter certain matrices in a collective mind. Now, we have given you some hints at this conference of certain concepts that we have not talked about before. You have heard this, to most of you, strange concept of the interdependent originations, which is a concept that is fairly common in certain Buddhist circles. Of course, it is a somewhat fancy expression because you might as well say everything is connected. This has many ramifications that we will expound upon over time. We have, for that matter, talked about it before using different words and concepts. But as you will know, that we often return to a topic and take it up to a higher level, because there are certain cycles in our releases, there are certain cycles in your growth, and so from time to time we can take up a concept that we have talked about before and give something more that gives it a higher perspective. Now, what does it mean that everything is connected? It means that the illusion or the impression produced by your senses is an illusion. You see with your senses and with your outer minds that actually limit the senses that everything is separate. You may say that this loudspeaker over here is separate from that loudspeaker over there. The sun is separate from the moon. The earth is separate from Mercury or Venus. A person in Russia is separate from a person in America, and so forth and so on. The world is focused on differences, on separate objects. This is the illusion that you can begin to train your minds to see beyond. And you can do this in a higher way than most people have been able to do before, because you have the many teachings we have given you. First of all, you have the teaching that there are four levels of the material universe, and that the material frequency spectrum, the physical octave, is like the tip of the iceberg, where only the tip is above the water and the rest is invisible beneath the surface. So are your three higher bodies invisible. But as you know, if that bottom 90% of the iceberg moves, well, then is it not likely that the tip moves with it? So if a current underneath the water moves that underwater part southwards, even if a strong wind is blowing northward, then the tip of the iceberg will still move south against the wind. And so, if there is some movement in your three higher bodies that are moving in a certain direction, then it can be very difficult for your conscious mind to move in the other direction. You will follow the currents in the subconscious. And that is why you have the potential to take command over your life by clearing out the energies, by resolving the psychology, letting go of the cells, and so on. But you can also begin to train your mind to sense, even if you do not necessarily see, you can sense these deeper connections. And this can have many benefits on your path. Just for starters, let me give an example. The messenger is holding his hands at some distance. Now, if you had some kind of curtain that was covering the lower part of the messenger's body, you might see that these hands are separate. But now the hands start moving together and they meet in the middle. You might think that these are two separate things that are moving together, but of course, because there is no curtain covering the body, you see that they are attached to the same body. And therefore, it is not so strange that the body can move them. But now imagine two things that seem to be separate to your senses. You would think that if one thing moves in one direction and the other moves in another direction, there would be two separate causes that are causing them to move. And you might think, as science has been thinking now for several centuries, that the world is made up of separate objects that are not interconnected, that do not send signals from one to the other, and therefore, if they move in separate directions, there must be separate causes that are making them move. But this is not the case. There are no separate objects, and there are no separate causes. There are no separate effects, and no separate causes. What can explain this? How can you visualize it? Again, I give the example of the messenger's hands moving together until they meet. You would say, based on your senses, that there are two hands that are existing in time and space. And they are moving together in a continuous movement until they meet. But as we have hinted at before, this is not the case. Because the physical octave is like the image on a movie screen. And the movements you see on the screen is not continuous, because it is created by the film strip that has a number of separate images that the light is shining through. And those images are moving, but they are moving so quickly that you do not see that one frame is replaced by another. But you know, of course, that the old movies that played at a slower rate, you could see the jerkiness, the abruptness of people's movements, and therefore it was easier to see that these were individual still images that were projected at such a speed that it seemed like it was a motion picture. And so when you know that everything that happens in the physical is the effect of causes in the three higher realms, you can begin to see that you do not have two hands here that are moving together in a continuous movement. If you could slow it down, you would actually see that here is one image that is right now being projected by what is happening, the interplay of energies and matrices in the emotional, mental, and identity realm. Now, if we visualize that we slow it down, then we would say that here is another image that is created by an interplay in the three higher realms. Here is another one. And yes, to you, the hands seem to be closer together. But the question is it the same hands? Is it the same hands that are moving from this image to this, to this, to this? Or is it like the individual pictures on a film strip that are being projected onto the screen one after another? In other words, the reality is that even though you see it as a continuous object and a continuous movement, it is actually like a series of images projected onto the screen, but so rapidly that your outer senses, your outer mind cannot pick it up. Now, why is this important? Well, for many reasons, but for starters, because you realize that if you really want to change the physical, you need to change the cause. You need to work on the cause rather than the effect. This is what we have been teaching you to do by clearing your four lower bodies. And we will give, as the time is right, other teachings about how not only to clear your four lower bodies, but also reach beyond your own force field and start to clear some of these matrices and images and energies and wave patterns that are influencing your outer situation. But this we cannot give you until we have given you the teachings on overcoming the primal self, because otherwise you might be tempted by those many separate selves to misuse the teaching to gain some power to change physical circumstances, even when it would interfere with the free will of other people. But what you realize when you contemplate this teaching is that you have been programmed to think that when a cause is set in motion, nothing can turn it back. Nothing can change it. This messenger grew up with a grandfather who was an eager hunter and very interested in guns. But he was also very concerned about safety. And his saying was that never forget, once that bullet has left the barrel, no power on earth can turn it back. This is what you have all been brought up to think. Sometimes a cause has been released and no power on earth can turn it back. When an avalanche has been triggered, nothing can stop it from sliding down the mountain. But how then did Christ calm the storm? Because his mind was not subject to the common illusion that the storm was a continuous phenomenon that had been created by some cause, and once it was set in motion, it had to run until it was exhausted. Jesus realized that many times every second, the physical world is recreated or projected again. But between these individual projections, there is an interval, very, very short, but it is there. There is an interval of silence. And if you can prevent your mind or pull your mind away from being focused on the events and instead focus on the silence between the individual projections, you can change the projection at the physical level, or rather, you change it at the higher levels, and then the physical will also change. Now, this is not a time and an age where you need to produce the same kind of phenomena that Jesus produced 2,000 years ago. But you can use this teaching to manifest better outer circumstances for yourself, including healing your physical body. If you contemplate the teaching and you realize that there is no continuous phenomenon in this world, it is a projection of individual images, and there is silence in between. And that silence, even though it may seem to be an infinitely short split second, the silence is actually beyond time. So that means that when you train your mind, you can use the interval of silence to change the identity, the mental and the emotional matrices, so that the physical manifestation is changed. Now, in the beginning, I am not in any way saying that you need to be able to do this in a split second. But over time, you can come to accept different images, first in your identity body, then in your mental, then in your emotional, for what your life situation can be like, what can manifest in your life, what you can attract to you. And over time, that can manifest those better circumstances. You may think this is hard to believe. But let me ask you this. Do you feel that you have experienced, that you have improved your life circumstances. And if you have, then you could have done this in only one way, and that is the way I have described. The only thing is you were not conscious of it, and therefore you could not do it on a consistent basis. But this is what you can train yourself to do. You see, the fact that many times every second an image is projected onto the screen of the matter world means that the moment and the image on the screen in the three higher octaves is changed, then when that image is projected onto the physical manifestation will also change. And since the three higher octaves are clearly of a higher form of energy, a less physical form of energy, and thereby a more fluid form of energy than the physical, it is reasonable to accept that they are easier to change. They are more fluid. They are not set in stone. And what is set in stone is not set in stone either, and that is why it can be changed when the images that the light is projected through are changed. Now, this may sound like some magic, but it is not. There is nothing magical about it. There is, however, the fact that this is not a teaching that people who are new on the path can grasp or implement. It takes some maturity, it takes some experience, but many of you are ready to at least begin to contemplate it. First of all, by realizing that there is nothing that cannot be changed. But you also need to have this caution that everything is connected. So this means that if you want to change your life circumstances, it is not just a matter of looking at your own higher bodies. Certainly you need to start there. You need to start purifying them of energy, changing your healing your psychology, getting rid of the separate selves. But even when you come to a point where you have reached a high level of consciousness, such as Jesus had attained and such as I had attained, it does not mean that you can change absolutely any physical circumstance by snapping your fingers. Because there are circumstances that you do not want to change because they would force the free will choices of other people. And that is why we have given you all these teachings to purify your consciousness of these separate selves so that you do not use this knowledge to gain some advantage for you as an individual that then detracts from the whole or even harms other people. So, in order to use this teaching correctly, you need to have some of what we have called that Christ awareness, that essential humanity, that connectedness to other people. So you realize that there are things you do not do. There are things you do not change because other people have a right to see the outpicturing of their choices. In other words, to give you an obvious example, those of you who have children might be tempted to spare your child from some unpleasant event. But if the child has precipitated that event through its own consciousness, then it needs to experience the consequences in order to grow. And so if you were to spare your child from the unpleasantness and thereby hinder its growth, well, that would not be the high use of this teaching and knowledge. So it requires some sense of detachment, non-attachment, having depersonalized your life before you can truly make use of this teaching. And I know that what I have given you here is just a glimpse of a much larger teaching. But because you have accomplished what you have accomplished here, I decided to give you something extra that was not necessarily part of the plan for this conference, but now it is put in the physical, and those of you who are ready for it can contemplate the teaching, and certainly over time we will give more as we deem that the time and the student body is ready. So with this, it is my great joy to seal this conference, to seal you who are here, those of you on the internet, and to seal the light that has been released into these many nations that were part of this collective experience of the Soviet Union, so that they can move higher, so that the people who are willing can be free. Of course, there may be some, whether here or there, who want to continue to suffer. And given that we respect free will, we respect people's right to suffer, their freedom to suffer. But certainly you can see that the freedom to suffer is not part of the freedom flame of Saint Germain. Thus, it is not something that comes from us. It is not a spiritual flame. It is the absence of a flame that causes suffering. Suffering has no substance. The flame has substance, although it's not a physical substance, because it is a spiritual flame. But suffering, anger, hatred, all of these fear-based energies truly have no substance in terms of an enduring substance. That is why that which seems to have a physical substance can be changed by a higher energy. It can be changed precisely because even though it appears to have substance, appears to be solid matter or dense emotional energies, it only appears that way when you perceive it through that perception filter of these outer selves, this outer mind. And so when you can see beyond it, you can see that it has no continuous substance. It is just a mirage projected onto the screen. And in between the projections, the screen is white. And you know that on a white screen, any image can be projected. So when you see the whiteness between the images, you know that at any moment, or rather at the next moment, a new image can be projected. This does not mean necessarily that you can change the situation completely in a split second. For part of the teaching of the interdependent originations is that there are many factors that influence a seemingly simple situation. But by gradually changing them, you can change the situation in a dramatic way. And so, as you can see, I am excited about giving you this teaching, so I can barely stop myself. But now I will seal this conference in the joy of my heart, and I give you that joy. My joy is full. It is my hope that your joy will be full also. Gautama, I am.